time in the market beats time in the market. Especially right now, when the markets are this volatile, the best thing you can do is remove your emotions from investing by setting up automatic dollar cost averaging. In this video, I will show you how to fully automate your DCA strategy on Interactive Brokers in less than 10 minutes. So let's not waste any time and let's jump right in. Now, before we set up the actual recurring investment, there are three settings you need to configure first. If you skip any of these, the recurring investment feature will either not work properly or you will end up paying more in fees than you need to. The first one is the pricing plan. In the IBKR app, tap on the menu button on the top left. Go to settings, account settings, then all account settings. Scroll down until you find IBKR pricing plan and switch everything to tiered pricing. The reason you want to do that is because DCA often involves small and regular orders. So switching to tiered pricing will give you the lowest minimum commission at just 35 cents for US stocks and $1.70 for UK stocks versus fixed pricing, which has higher fees. The second and third settings are both under trading permissions. So go to menu, settings, trading settings, then trading permissions. Under stocks, you want to enable two things. First, enable United Kingdom. This will allow you to buy tax-efficient ETFs like CSPS, VWRA, and ACWD that are listed on the London Stock Exchange. Second, enable global trade in fractions. This will allow you to buy fractional shares, which means you get to invest with as little as $10 instead of having to buy whole shares. Tap continue and these permission changes should take effect immediately. Once that is done, let's set up automatic funding. So your money will automatically transfer from your bank to IBKR every month. So tap on the menu button on the top left again, go to transfers, then deposit funds. If you haven't added your bank account yet, tap use a new deposit method. Choose your currency. For example, mine is SGD. If you are using SGD, you will see instant local transfer via eGiro. This will allow IBKR to pull money directly from your bank accounts instantly and for free. Tap set up a new eGiro. Choose your bank, enter an account nickname, and you'll be asked to log in to your bank. From here, choose the accounts that you want to debit from. If you want to, you can set a payment limit and billing end date. Otherwise, you can also leave them disabled. Tap next, review and submit. Next, back in IBKR, choose the deposit method that you have just added. Enter your deposit amount, for example, 500 SGD. Then click make this a recurring transaction and give it a name. Something like monthly is $500. Select your frequency, for example, monthly, and your start date, like the 1st of April. You can leave the end date empty if you want it to run indefinitely. Tap confirm, check through to make sure everything is correct, and you are done. Now that our funding is automated, we are now ready to set up the actual recurring investment. At the top, search for the investment that you want to DCA into. I'll use ACWD as an example, which is an all-world ETF. You might see multiple listings across different exchanges. So make sure you pick the right one. In my case, it's the one on the London Stock Exchange. Then tap on the three dots at the top right and choose Create Recurring Investment. Choose your start date. Ideally, you want to set it 1 to 2 business days after your recurring deposit date so that the money is already in your account by then. Enter your amount in USD. Since my recurring deposit is 500 SGD, I will enter 380 USD here, since that is roughly the equivalent amount after conversion. Set your interval. I'll just go with monthly. But you can also choose other frequencies like weekly or quarterly. Tick no end date if you want this to run indefinitely. Tap continue, check through everything and save investment. Now, if you ever need to change things later, you can tap on the menu button on the top left, go to transactions, then the recurring tab. Here, you'll find all your active recurring investments. Tap on the one you want to modify or cancel it entirely. Your investment is now fully automated. But before we wrap up, there are a few things worth knowing. First, if your scheduled date falls on a public holiday or a weekend, IBKR will automatically move it to the next business day, so you don't have to worry about scheduling around holidays. Second, recurring investments are only supported on certain markets like the US, Canada, and Europe. So Singapore listed stocks and ETFs are not supported. But this isn't really a deal breaker. If you want to DCA into SGX listed ETFs, you can always use FSM1 RSP to automatically DCA into your favorite ETFs with zero fees. Otherwise, if you don't mind buying manually, you can use IG Markets, which charges zero fees on all markets. Third, and this is a nice bonus, by using recurring investments, you actually get to save on currency conversion fees. That's because whenever you convert currency manually on IBKR, there's a minimum fee of $2. But with recurring investments, IBKR will auto-convert for you and waive their $2 minimum fee. But in return, they will charge a slightly higher spread of up to 0.03%. So what does this mean for you? If you are investing $500 per month, auto-conversion saves you about $22 per year. But if you are investing more than $6,667 per month, manual conversion is actually cheaper, since the 0.03% spread start to cost more than the $2 flat fee. In that case, you would want to convert manually. And that's it. From now on, your money will automatically move from your bank into IBKEA and straight into your investments every single month. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found it useful. Like, share and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week.